Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for the 100th episode of Do This, Not That. What? Yeah, when we started this thing, I didn't think we were making it to episode number 5, but here we are, and we got so much more craziness to share. So before we get into the tactics and tips, I just want to say thank you. Thanks for checking this thing out. I know it gets a little crazy. There's some chaos in it, but hopefully you got some value, got some ideas out of it. And it's a little bit of fun mixed in with all the work stuff that you got to do. And since it is our 100th episode, got a small ask. If you're able to leave this thing a review, that would be amazing. It helps us circulate with the algorithm, gets more people to join on board and listen, and really just grows all of us being able to hang out with more cool people. So appreciate you if you're able to do that. And if you ever want to get in contact with me, you could always DM me on LinkedIn, or you can go to jschwedelson.com, and there's ways to email me there. And we'd love to hear your ideas for the show or your ideas for the horrible TV I should watch. You name it, reach out to me. That would be amazing. But let's get into what we're talking about today. And what we're going to talk about today is the exact optimal email sending schedule for your offers. We have been doing a ton of research trying to figure out what is the exact way that we should be sending out our emails, how often and when, to drive the highest click-through rate. And what we really have uncovered is this idea of layering in no agenda marketing and it having a huge, huge impact on all of your engagement overall, whether you're a business marketer or consumer marketer. Let's put aside our newsletter for a second. I'm not talking about anything related to your newsletter. I'm talking about all your other emails. When is the last time that you sent out an email to your database that had no agenda whatsoever? You weren't asking somebody to register for something, to buy something, to subscribe to something, to watch something, to do something. When is the last time you sent out an email that had no benefit to you, the sender, but only benefited the recipient, and there was no form for them to fill out? It was completely ungated to access whatever it is that you were sending out. This is the idea of no agenda marketing, and it has a massive impact. I'm going to tell you exactly how for business and consumer in a second. And in life, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing, right? You ever go out to dinner with somebody and you sit there and the person is just blabbering on about how great they are? They're crushing it in their career. They're telling you about their workout routine and how incredible shape they're in. They're telling you about their kids and the sports accomplishments that they've achieved. And they're just going on and on and on. And it's like, enough. You're annoying. Nobody cares. And you leave that dinner and you're like, that person had an agenda. All they wanted to do was make them look cool in my eyes. But the reverse happened. The absolute reverse happened. So we need to factor this in for when we're sending out our business and our consumer emails. And the stuff that we have to send out with this idea of no agenda marketing, it needs to be useful to the recipient. It needs to be ungated, no forms, and it needs to be free. And when you send out emails like this, layered in with your offer emails, okay, this is how you become a thought leader in the person's mind that you are marketing to. This is how, if you're a consumer brand, they think that you're fun and that you're cool and that you're going to share with them the latest trends. This is how you build brand loyalty, right? And then you can leverage that goodwill that you've created with that person. So let's break down business and consumer and how you can filter in this idea of no agenda marketing and exactly the sending schedule that you want to do. So first, on the business side, if you're a business marketer, what you want to do is have 3 email sends over 10 days, 3 different emails over 10 days. And the schedule that you want to have in your mind is this idea of give, and then ask. So Gary Vee says this all the time. He says, give, and then ask. But he's talking about it in general terms, in terms of the content that you're putting out there. But very specifically in email, this schedule on the business side, give, give, and then ask. So the first two emails that you send within that 10-day period, you are giving. You are sending out emails with absolutely no agenda. They could be short letter format emails. They could be nice graphical emails. It doesn't matter. But when you send them out, there's no form the person needs to fill out. It is completely ungated. And you're sending out things like, here's some new industry stats. Here are some articles that we thought you might want to check out that are super useful. Here's our most popular tip sheet. And in those give emails, the ones that you're not trying to have an offer, the offer is your ask email, right? In your give emails, when you're just giving out this stuff, you need to be very, very, very clear in those emails. You must say it, that this is ungated, right? You actually say, this is ungated, or you say, no forms to get the content, or instant access, ungated. You are telling the person, listen, you don't have to do anything. I'm sending this to you because I think it's of value to you, for you, and you're going to get something out of it. And don't worry about me, okay? It's good. And what's happening when you do that, you do give, you send them that tip sheet, okay, with ungated tip sheet. And then a few days later, you send them, here's some articles that you should check out. Nothing gated, no form, and you're telling them there's no form. And then that third email over that 10-day period, that's when you hit them with the offer. That's when you say, okay, great. Now here's something I want you to check out. And the person's like, oh, they're opening up your emails more, right? Because they're expecting it to be something of value to them. And then when you actually send them an offer, they're taking it more seriously. So what we found in doing this schedule of give, give, and then ask, which is the offer. So give and give are the ones where you're giving stuff for free, no gates, whatever, right? Give, give, and then ask over 10 days. We see a 55% higher click-through rate on that third, on that ask send, a 55% higher click-through rate on the ask send, which is that third send over 10 days. That is awesome. And you're building a lot of brand loyalty and thought leadership loyalty in that person's mind. So on the consumer side, it's more aggressive and a little bit different. What we're doing on the consumer side are three email sends over 7 days. So it's not 10 days like on the business side. It's three sends over 7 days on the consumer side. And what we're doing here is give and then ask. So it's one of those emails where you're providing something of value and there's no gating, no forms, no nothing. And then you have two offer emails to follow. And when you do give, ask on the consumer side, we see a 35% higher average click-through rate on the ask sends, on the offer sends. Why? Because the person's now opening up the email saying, oh, there's stuff in here that might be of value to me. It's not just this brand trying to sell me stuff. So this schedule of give something valuable, and then hit them with the offer, and then the offer. Three sends over 7 days. Shopbop does a great job of this. Shopbop is a major e-commerce brand for men and women's fashion. And I was just looking at some of their subject lines and their emails, for example, and they send out things like this. This is some of their recent emails. Top 10, your spring style checklist, or getting away, pack this. It's not telling me here's 30% off, the offer ends tonight, or your last chance on free shipping. No, they're saying here's something of value. This is what you should pack if you're going on a trip. Or another email I just got from them, it said, it's festival season, wear this. They're not pounding that offer. They're giving me something of value. And then the next email, they're trying to get me to buy. So on the consumer side, the schedule over 7 days of give and then ask and then ask increases the click-through rates by 35%. So this idea of no agenda marketing is really a game changer. All right, before we get into Since You Didn't Ask, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Marigold is my email sending platform. Marigold is the number one email sending platform on earth. They don't just do email. They do loyalty marketing, all sorts of stuff. But they have a new piece of content that is so cool. It is called Email Always Comes First. And it breaks down all the value of email, but there's some specific stuff in it that I've been leveraging that is so cool. One of the elements of it is called the 6 steps to implementing an evergreen email marketing program. That is useful stuff. If you want to get access to this piece of content from Marigold, all you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/email. That's my full name, jschwedelson.com/email, and you'll get access to Marigold's latest email always comes first report, which is super cool. And if you want to check out more about Marigold, my email sending platform that I use, just go to meetmarigold.com. I strongly recommend that you do. All right. So now let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. So the weirdest thing happened to me this week, and I'm a doofus. I don't know. There are some basics in life I don't know about. So in my home, I take out the garbage. Okay, that's like my job. All right. I'm talking about, you know, take it out from the kitchen and then I put it in the bin outside and then I bring it to the, you know, the street and whatever. That's my job. Great. Who cares? So this week I go to take out the garbage. And when I get to the garbage, on the lid of the garbage, okay, there was a swarm of bees. I'm not talking about like 10 bees or 50 bees. I'm talking like hundreds, 500, 1,000 bees. I have no idea. Right on the lid of the garbage. And it was wild on the outside of my house. And I'm like, oh my God, what is this? What do I do with this situation? So I went and got my son, my 17-year-old son. I bring him outside. I go, what should we do? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know either. I'm like, okay, so I got an idea. So I took a broom that I had in my garage, right? This big broom. And I'm like, I'm going to knock the garbage can over and then they're all going to fly away. And this was my idea. So I got my broom and I go outside and I hit the garbage. Okay, I hit the garbage and they all fly away. I'm talking about like 1,000 bees. It was wild. Okay, they all fly away. And then the craziest thing that's ever happened, they all came right back. Every single bee, I mean, all 1,000 bees came right back to the top of the lid again, to the same spot. And me and my son were like, holy cow, like that is wild. It was wild. Okay, so I'm like, now what do we do? So then I proceeded to do the same thing with the room like four times. I would knock it over and then the bees would all come flying back and I thought I was going to get stung 500 times and they would just come right back to the same spot. I'm like, I can't get rid of these bees. I didn't know what to do, right? So I'm like, oh no, I'm going to call up like the 24-hour hotline for our pest control company, which I did. So I call them up. I'm like, hey, dude, I got this wild bee situation here. And I need you to come and take care of this because I can't have 1,000 bees in my house. I'm going to die. They're going to like eat me or whatever. And the guy is like, no, bees, you got to call animal control, not like your regular bug company. I go, why? It's a bug. I mean, what are we doing? They go, no, bees, you call your animal control company. I go, okay, bye. That was useless. So then I go into like my phone, animal control. I don't even know what I'm Googling. Okay. I mean, cause I am a straight up idiot. Okay. I don't know anything. There are basics in life that I just don't know. I don't know why. So, okay. I go and I get the animal control. I get him on the phone. Hello. And I go, I got a bee problem. I need you to come and get rid of these 1,000 bees. I don't know what to do. And the dude says to me, well, what kind of bees are they? I go, I don't know. What type of question is that? Well, he goes, it's very important to know what kind of bee it is because there are certain bees that we can't help you with, but other bees that we can't. I go, it's a bee. It's going to sting me. It's going to hurt. That's a bee. He goes, no, I need a picture of the bees. I go, okay, fine. So I go out to the garbage can and I'm like taking pictures of bees. It was the weirdest day, right? So I take pictures of the bees and I send it to the dude. He stays on the phone with me and I'm like, here's the bees. He goes, oh no. No, no, those are the bees that you can't like kill and that we need those bees. Those are the bees that are really important to the planet. I go, I know some basic information that, no, I know bees are really important, but I didn't know that like you can't like just get rid of a bee. I had no idea of how complicated it was to get rid of a bee. And he goes, no, those are the bees. I forgot even what the bees were called that you're not allowed to just get rid of. And he's like, I'm sorry, you need to call like animal protection services, some government agency. I don't even know what he was talking about. He goes, we can't touch them. We're not allowed. I go, you're animal control. What am I going to do? I can't have 1,000 bees just living in my home now. He goes, sorry, dude. And he hung up. So I proceeded to call like 10 more companies. And then I got the greatest human being on the phone. I got this dude on the phone. I go, and finally, after like talking to 10 different animal control companies or whatever, he goes, oh, I happen to be a super duper bee dude. And well, that wasn't his official title, but whatever. I'm like, oh, that's great. I need a super duper bee dude. And he goes, and those bees, I can take them away and I can bring them to a happy place and I won't kill them and they'll be in the right place and whatever. And I go, oh my God, amazing. So he came over and he put on a hazmat suit. It was wild. It was like the dude from Back to the Future. It was wild. So he puts on the hazmat suit. Okay. And then he somehow gets them all into this like box thing. And I'm like, what? And he got them all off my garbage can. I'm like, what? Why weren't they leaving? He goes, because you had a queen bee. And he goes, and when you have a queen bee, no matter what you do, they're all going to go back to where they were with the queen bee because the queen bee runs the show. And I was like, wow, it was wild. So this dude in the hazmat suit took away the 1,000 bees, and it was the strangest, most bizarre thing. And everybody in my family was like, Dad, just get rid of the bees. You're such like an idiot. Just get rid of them somehow. I'm like, how? I don't know how to get rid of the bees. So this is what I was dealing with. Oh my God, why is that story important? I don't know. But if you have a bee problem, do not ask me what to do because I am clueless, totally clueless. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for being here for the 100th. Please leave a review. And if you see a swarm of bees, call anybody but me. Thank you.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.